C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about The Witches of New York by Amy McKay, published by Orion Books in 2016. This week is all about magic, witchcraft, and religion in 1880 New York City. Tea and Sympathy is not your average tea shop. The owners, Adelaide Tom and Eleanor St. Clair, offer palm readings, potions, and cures alongside hibiscus, orange pekoe, and Darjeeling, attracting a crowd of admirers for both their tea and their additional services, which include herbal birth control potions. One day, Adelaide decides that the workload is too great for the two of them, and they need an apprentice. An advertisement is placed in the newspapers, and those adverse to magic need not apply. Eleanor is a witch in a long line of witches. After the death of her mother, she relocates to New York City to learn to become a doctor, but in the 1870s, the path for female doctors is not very easy. She turns to nursing, and with her constant friend Purdue, the talking raven, she finds alternate employment as a nursemaid for a recently injured woman. Adelaide was not always called Adelaide. In her past, she's been many things, but most recently a psychic. Although her skills may lie more in her ability to read people than talk to the spiritual world. Her new name is part of an attempt to make a new life for herself after an attack left her scarred and losing an eye. And when a friend employs a nursemaid for her, she met Eleanor. Beatrix is a small town girl obsessed with the strange and unusual. And when she sees an advertisement for an assistant at the Tea and Sympathy, she is desperate to secure the job. She packs her bags and heads for the city for the interview. But along the way, Beatrix starts to notice strange things, meeting people that aren't really there and seeing and hearing things that others don't notice. After a bumpy trip and crossing paths with the construction of Cleopatra's Needle, Beatrix joins Adelaide and Eleanor and fits right in with the unusual tea shop. Beatrix's talents start to grow stronger and stronger, and Adelaide and Eleanor fight over the best way to nurture Beatrix. Adelaide gets involved with a psychologist, keen to measure spiritualism scientifically, whereas Eleanor is wary, wanting to protect the young girl. And while the two tussle, Beatrix disappears. The Witches of New York is both a magical tale about witches and female friendship and feminism, with a historical fiction angle, filled with facts and the backdrop of 1880 New York City. The book is cut with excerpts from pamphlets, newspapers and books, really bringing the period to life. Two women running a tea shop in 1880 would have raised eyebrows, and despite the Victorian obsession with anything paranormal and the powerful people who flocked to the three women for a chance to speak to the other side, this could not protect Adelaide, Eleanor and Beatrix from those who want to keep women in their place and strengthen the role of religion by wiping out the witches. The characters are rich and interesting. Beatrix had a little of the Anne of Green Gables about her, which is always a good thing for me. She's young, fanciful and vibrant. Eleanor is sensible and has another secret side, taking lovers of her female patrons. And Adelaide, with her shady past, is a fascinating woman. All three have faced loss and are reinventing themselves and finding themselves. The writing is whimsical and filled with lush descriptions and detail as the story dances between facts and make-believe. I love the world created for the three women, but the pace and the plot are a little dreamy until the final third of the book, when the three women face the real danger. So if you like tea, magic, ravens, Victorian era history, ghosts, a little whimsy and folklore, I heartily recommend The Witches of New York. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrictradio.com, or if you'd like to listen to past episodes, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.